I just run into everybody, Hampton, Brian Thompson, everybody on the outside. They just open up more, so we have more options in the inside.
How have those guys kind of adjusted to Salt Lake? Are they comfortable around the guys? Is it kind of welcoming, or what's your relationship like with them?
Yeah, like I said, as soon as they got here, we clicked at fast, like real fast. So they're nice peoples. We all, you know, chill together. It's all good.
All right. So what about Troy Taylor? What can you tell about him and how he teaches his philosophy and what, like, his offense kind of represents and how you guys, you know, kind of accept that offense?
Troy Taylor is a very, very high intense person. I love him a lot. The way he runs the practices is more so having fun than being serious all the time. I love it a lot.
So the defensive backs, it's like completely different from last year. Who have kind of stood out to you? Who's kind of tough to go against in the defensive backfield?
Well, the newcomer, Jalen Johnson. He looked really nice, really, really nice to be a newcomer. He stepped in, and he looked like he already been here before. How patient he is and how he get hands on, just he looked real nice.
Yeah, for sure. And how has your kind of game changed from last season to this season? What kind of you focused on aspects of your game, and what do you kind of want to improve on from last year?
What I want to improve on is, you know, more yards after catch, being more explosive after the catch. And that I've been doing, been showing in practice, so...
Take me back to that USC drive when you had that third and long completion on that game-winning drive. That was kind of like a point in your game, at least, where you got a little confident, a lot more playing time. Do you feel like as confident as that point? And, like, is that kind of accurate that was like kind of the moment where you said, okay, I kind of belong in, like, the Pac-12?
Yeah, that's what football is all about, is just building confidence. Mm-hmm. When you're in a game in a moment, you know, like, for example, that game, I didn't really get in that much. And then when my time came up, I just made a play. And that just built on for the next games and the next game.
What are some of your expectations for yourself this year? Like, what do you have any, like, your personal goals or team goals or anything like that you kind of in mind?
No, I don't really look ahead like that. I just think about right here, right now. Just looking forward to the grind every day. And let that take it to the next level. Take it to the game.
Thanks, Kamari. Appreciate it. I talked to Raylon earlier this year, and he said having Coach Taylor here, there's much more of a buy-in. Are you feeling that? I mean, this is only your second year here, but are you feeling like there's been a change that way?
Yeah, I think so too, because we're more of a factor now in the offense. Last year it was more so, you know, you seen it run. Pound the ball, and whenever we could get a pass, we just get it. But now it's more so we're a threat, we're more of a factor, we're getting the ball more, and it's, like you said, 70% pass, 30% run.
I'm sure, you know, you never want to see a coach leave, but I mean, were you pretty happy that the Taylor's here when you researched him and heard a little bit about what his offense is like?
I'm happy with whatever made the team better. If that was the move to make the team better, I'm happy with it.
How hard is that when you aren't getting those reps? I mean, obviously you get them in practice, but when you're out in the game and you might get one or two during a game, like, how hard is that to stay motivated?
That's just a game of football. You have to stay ready at all times. You never know when your number is going to be called. So it's your job to stay ready, and when your number is called, you got to make a play.
Last few years, you know, the team has kind of stagnated a little bit, maybe get burned out at the end of the season. I know you've only been here for one of those years, yeah. But what do you think's been kind of that factor? Is it just, you know, obviously Kyle Whittingham runs a really tough practice and tough season, or what are some of the factors there?
No, I don't think it's too much of Coach Whittingham burning us out at the end of the season. It's more so of us buying in. Not complaining, that's more so what it was. People was complaining about practices and stuff. We were in full gear and stuff like that when other teams are doing it too. We just got to buy into the program, trust the process. That was all.
Thanks, man. Appreciate
it. How things look out there today? What positives did you see?
Us attacking the ball, getting the players down, executing was great today.
What needs worked on still?
Formations, I think. We're still getting personnels down. You know, we have a couple of people down, so we got to work on next man up and filling in for the next person.
How important is that to keep that mentality, the next man needs to step up?
I mean, it's very important. All through the season, you're going to see players, God forbid, you're going to see players go down. You're going to see one player get hurt. Whatever the case may be, you got to be ready at all times.